In a development that rocked Philadelphia's political community today, a federal grand jury indicted Congressman Chaka Fattah and four associates on corruption charges. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. The indictment also finds that Fattah's wife, NBC10's Renee Chenault Fattah, falsified documents to cover up one of the congressman's alleged offenses. Fattah says he's fighting the charges and expects to be cleared. Joining me now is WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. And Dave, it's little secret the FBI has been investigating Fattah. Now, what did we learn today as these charges were filed?
Well, that's right, Dave. I mean, we knew last August that prosecutors, they put some stunning accusations in court filings, and those are at the heart of this indictment. They go back to when Fattah was running for mayor in 2007, and there were limits on contributions he could accept. Here's U.S. Attorney Zane Meminger.
Congressman Fattah and several associates accepted an illegal $1 million campaign contribution in the form of a loan from a wealthy supporter and disguised the illegal contribution as a loan to a consulting company.
Now, prosecutors say Fattah engineered a campaign to repay $600,000 of that secret loan by tapping charitable and federal funds, including money targeted for science programs for disadvantaged kids in the city. He routed those repayments through nonprofits and businesses run by associates of his, some of whom now face criminal charges themselves.
Dave, that's a story the feds have told before. This indictment also alleges new offenses, including some that implicate his wife, the TV anchor.
Right, and we want to make clear here that Renee Chenault Fattah is not charged. But the indictment says that Fattah tried to get an ambassadorship for a guy named Herb Viderman. He was a wealthy contributor and a deputy mayor to Ed Rendell when he was mayor back in the 90s. The feds say that between 2008 and 2012, Viderman essentially bribed Fattah. They say he paid tuition for the Fattah's au pair and that he gave Fattah $18,000 and... The indictment says Fattah and his wife falsely styled that transaction as a purchase of Renee Chenault Fattah's 1989 Porsche convertible. There was a falsified bill of sale and other documents, but after Viderman paid Fattah the $18,000, prosecutors say the couple kept driving the car. Fattah paid insurance out of his congressional campaign account, and it was in their home garage when the FBI visited them in March of last year. Again, Renee Chenault Fattah not charged. NBC 10 has issued a statement saying she is currently on leave. Finally, I'll just note, Dave, that this indictment also says Congressman Fattah used campaign funds to pay his son's college debt.
And so what is Congressman Fattah saying by way of response?
He said all along he's done nothing wrong, and when an NBC crew visited his Washington office today, he said we can finally get to the bottom of this.
We now have actual allegations. We'll have a chance to respond, but I'll stand by my previous statement. I've never been involved in any wrongdoing.
Now, Dave, I will note that this indictment is detailed and troubling, and I will also note that the scheme to repay the campaign loan seems to have a very solid paper trail. But it's also complicated. There are a lot of players, and as I read the indictment, I didn't see many places where Fattah personally gave instructions or was apprised of details. That may change as some of these folks charged tell their stories if they choose to. In the meanwhile, it might be a stretch for him to argue that all of these people who were his friends and associates just did this without him knowing. We will see. We should note that while four were charged today, two have already pled guilty and are cooperating with authorities.
Okay, so Congressman Fattah is staying put for now, though he is stepping down from his leadership post on the Appropriations Committee. Let's look ahead. What happens if he does resign or is convicted and loses the seat?
Good question. If the seat becomes vacant, the governor has 10 days to call a special election held at least 60 days later. And you might wonder if other politicians are making plans to succeed him. Here's how Mayor Michael Nutter responded to that question today.
I'm going to short circuit your question. It is completely inappropriate in this moment to even speculate on something like that. He is the congressman from the 2nd Congressional District. He'll make a decision about what he does and how he deals with the federal government.
Right, and that's the tone we heard from elected officials we contacted today. It's a sad day. The congressman will have his day in court. But there is simply no question that potential aspirants for that seat are considering their options. Nutter lives in the district. He'll be out of a job in January. I've also heard City Council President Darrell Clark would be interested, along with State Representative Dwight Evans and a bunch of others. Now, if Fattah goes to trial, Dave, that's going to take some time. And his seat is up for re-election next year. That Democratic primary will take place in April. And I have to believe if he is still in office fighting this thing, he will have challengers.
Lots of moving parts. Dave, thanks for bringing us up to speed.
Great to be here.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.